our meeting. There is one item on consent. I would move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
For discussion, we have Rob queued up to talk about home protection plans. And that's case number I-24-281. But no decision will be made here.
Thank you, Commissioners. Just recently completed this internal investigation into HomeServe USA, which is partnered with both NSP and MDU. And the issue that we're looking into is we've received a couple complaints over the years of there being confusion. Some of the customers, they receive these mailers, a solicitation for business for protection plans, insurance on various things, everything from gas lines to even appliances. But within my memo, I have some of the what the mailers look like and everything and how that's presented. And the issue is that the individuals, there's a possibility of them believing that this is primarily coming from the utility company itself. I've had also personal experience with this and other individuals who I've talked to. And essentially, this can be viewed as either, causing confusion or possibly being a sort of predatory type of solicitation in the sense that, in general, it could be understood that a customer generally understands that the utility is there to also supply them with a service, whether it's gas, electricity, but they also are there to maintain that in a safe manner and a reliable manner. And so I know when I received a solicitation in the mail for, your gas line's not protected and it had the utility's name on the envelope, it took me a while to look at that and to realize that this is just insurance, which is a legitimate business that, they can offer insurance on, the point where it switches over to it being the resident, responsibility for replacing it. But essentially, it feels like there's added weight that my initial thought was, I thought that my utility company knows something that maybe my gas line is on the verge of deteriorating or some other issue with it. And so I feel like there's an added complication there that makes you feel like you need to purchase this. In addition to that, since it is does have that label on there, there could be confusion thinking that it's necessary for them to purchase this insurance, because sometimes that's an industry practice. And then finally, there is even more confusion that could possibly happen that the customer will purchase the plans and then they pay through them, added on to their monthly bill. So it's really, we're looking at this and thinking that there is a lot of association then with, the utility's name is on the mailer, you pay through the bill, which is, easy to do and everything like that, but it does seem to sow confusion is the fact that, is this really something that is completely separate? And it is, and both of the utilities on their website, they say that, and you can kind of parse that together by reading through that. But what I'm looking for today is whether or not you'd like to open an official investigation case and notice this and perhaps have, might lead to an informal hearing. If you feel like this is something that would warrant that, in we could think of possible solutions that would help to mitigate that confusion as far as, what if, certain things could be printed on the mailers or made more clear.
And you might have said this, so I'm asking for clarification. So it's like an insurance plan, right?
Yep.
So with the association to the utilities, if someone has an issue, is this being covered? Or is there concerns that...
Well, it's essentially you would be buying insurance through HomeServe,
right,
that would cover the issue that you have at your residence.
But there's no concern that... what they're paying for is not legit. It's just...
No. Typically not.
What are we trying to solve here?
Well, it's we've just had several complaints that people think this is misleading in nature. And so the way really it probably just boils down to how it is presented to the customer.
And so are they saying it's misleading? It's really not from the utilities? It should be independent?
Yeah. I mean, I think that that could be a possible solution that they say. Because if you look at, you know, the mailer, depending on which one it is, you know, they say HomeServe, but they also would have, you know, Xcel Energy, or they have, like with the MDU one, prominently it's Montana, it says Montana, Dakota first, and then it says protection plans from HomeServe. So essentially that, especially they, you can see that as being coming directly from the company, and that might cause confusion to think that this is something necessary that you need to get, or this is something that, since you know that you, your utility company is responsible for safety and reliability of the service, that maybe you don't understand the relationship between HomeServe and the utility. Essentially, you're kind of blurring the line there, and it might lead a customer to think that, well, if my utility is telling me this, maybe I need to actually, you know, get an insurance to cover this, because there could be an imminent problem or an issue, even though it hasn't been explored and all it is a solicitation from HomeServe.
When did this become implemented? This, I mean, is it a new program? Did it just, it's been ongoing?
It's been ongoing. As far as the exact dates when, I don't have the exact dates when this evolved into its current form. I think like NSP maybe spun it off its services. I don't know if it had some structure before where it offered these internally. But essentially, I could find that out also when the agreement was...
Well, my concern on this is if I get a protection plan and I'm paying for it through my utility, and if something happens, am I getting a service what I'm paying for? That's my first concern, if there's concerns coming that way, and well, there's not.
Essentially, you'd be just paying for whatever the insurance is through the HomeServe USA, and whatever that, you know, you're paying a certain amount monthly, and then you get reimbursement in case there's...
From the insurance.
From the HomeServe USA.
So the insurance is supposed to cover things behind the meter that the electric company is no longer responsible for.
So are the electric companies saying, hey, this is our responsibility, but if you want it behind here, here's a company?
Yes, exactly. So it's extra protection for stuff that the utility is not responsible for. Now, I was just going to chime in because I take these calls all the time. And I don't know how long it's been around either, but I've been getting them since I've worked here. So at least 10 years with MDU at least. NSP seems like it's newer, but... One of the other concerns that I do get is, how are the utilities sharing the customer information with HomeServe? Mm. People are concerned that they're giving these companies all of their customer information in order to solicit them, and some people don't like that either. And I don't know how they do it exactly, but somehow the customers are getting mailed stuff. So,
and I don't know about that. But I will say, you know, when a business is soliciting customers, which is what businesses do, but they have someone else's logo on the envelope or the letter, that certainly could be confusing to people, thinking that this is my utility company. And I've never been really a fan of that part of it, that the utility company's logo was on their stuff.
And especially, I mean, I think it's misleading too, if it's an independent company, but it's being paid through the utility, their bill. Where are the boundaries on who's responsible for what? I mean, you guys explained that, but that, I would say that would be very confusing.
Right. And it is independent, and it does say that on their websites, but again, the examples, these are mailers pulled from what's typically sent out for each company. One of them coming directly from what I receive every month in the mail. So it, like I said before, there's definitely that issue of there being an added, the added weight from having the utility's name associated with it. And it seems like this is a service. It's hard to disentangle that, but it's not like they're not, they're being secretive about it. It's just, maybe there's something that can be done to, you know, say it, to delineate it better. And also to make it more clear in the mailer that this is an independent offer. This has nothing to do with the utility, essentially.
And is that what the complaints are? Are these independent? Or
yeah, you know, as far as the nature of most of the complaints, they feel like it's taking advantage of
the utility company. Get the privacy concerns, how are they getting my information, or the confusion. Yeah, they think, if they think that it's coming from the utility, there's confusion about what it's covering. Well, isn't that the utility company's job to fix that? And then also, I think they feel pressure that if the utility company is offering this, then maybe it's something I really, really, really need because they think it's important. And then they call and want to know, well, is this something I need? And of course, it's completely voluntary and they have to decide. But yeah, it carries more weight when they see the utility company's logo. And then also confusion over what it covers because they don't know where that responsibility stops and ends all the time.
So it sounds like this potential investigation wouldn't be to, you know, talk about whether HomeServe is, you know, offering good services or a good business model. Like it's more so just to see, like, is the way that this is being implemented in our state with our utilities appropriate? And so
yeah, I think, like, at this point, it seems to be that it's the presentation of it that's the cause of most of the confusion. If there was just added clarification, that would...
I think there's questions sometime, too, about what is the incentive for the utility company. Like, are they getting kickbacks? I get that question, too. Like, why are they, well, why are they pushing this company?
They have financial arrangements with HomeServe. And so,
and I get that question,
and a point of clarification from before is that the potential customers that HomeServe solicitates does come from publicly available resources. So I don't think there's any giving of the customer information. But there is an agreement between each utility with HomeServe, and they receive protected information, certain amounts of financial benefit from it.
And that is my big question in all this. I don't know who, but it's hard for me to imagine. So I think this is a company from England, right? HomeServe?
Yeah, they're originally from England, but they're operating out of...
So it's hard for me to imagine that in all the world, this is the only company that does this, that would offer insurance for these kinds of failures. If there are, assuming there are others, why do our utilities allow this one to use their logo and to send this out? And I presume they would be getting something for that. And if they are, does that weigh into the rates they are allowed to earn? Let's just say they made so much money off of this that it covered all their costs plus a big return, then could everyone get their service for free, or do we not weigh this in, whatever it is they get?
It's typically a pass-through right now. I mean, MDU has it on the books, but then it's they make the customer whole from the expenses that they have. And then NSP reports it in a separate FERC account of non-regulated operations expenses from that. So that's not seen when they come in for a...
So it's on the non-regulated side.
Correct, yeah. But there's still a financial benefit that the company does receive from it. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Just to kind of clarify what Rob's really asking is for the commission to authorize a commission investigation into HomeServe in general. I would say the two extremes of what the commission ultimate decision could be at the end of that, the one light extreme would be everything is perfectly fine, there's no reason for any changes. And the other extreme would be we would prevent our regulated entities from partnering with HomeServe in any way. Those are really the kind of two extremes we would be looking at. I don't think anyone has suggested, to Commissioner Huggenhoffert's point of, you know, whether the customer is getting the service that they're asking for. I don't think anyone said that they're not. And I don't think we have any reason at this point to question that piece of it. To Rob's point, I don't think there's any question of whether or not home service is legitimate business or not.
I was just wondering, I mean, as far as what are the complaints we're hearing? And you just, I mean, you clarified that very well. So,
and so Victor, to your point, those are the two extremes, but we could land anywhere on that spectrum. So all this is asking is, you know, do we proceed with a informal complaint so staff can get more information, come back, make recommendations, whatever that may be.
Yep. So, and just to clarify a little bit, so it wouldn't be an informal complaint necessarily. We've done an internal investigation, which is the case Rob's been working on here. And this is just something staff can do from time to time. We can open an internal investigation for whatever purpose. And we're now at a point where staff believes there's enough that maybe this warrants a commission investigation where we actually issue notices and hold hearings and get comments from the parties, from the public, all those kinds of things. And yes, absolutely. We would be able to land wherever in that spectrum that we feel appropriate.
In the amount of complaints, I'm looking to you, Stacy, and staff, whoever can answer it, have the complaints been steady? You get, I mean, you take a lot.
So. Yeah, there's steady. I mean, I can actually pull numbers for you in the future if you'd like me to, but on average, actually, I just got one last week. On average, maybe a handful all in a year. But yeah, I've never had like a big spike for any reason. They just periodically, okay. I'll get one. Like I said, I don't know when NSP started doing it, but it seems like theirs just started within the last couple of years. Whereas MDU, I remember getting them ever since I've been here. But yeah.
I think NSP was more integrated into their business, into the utility itself, but I'm not sure about the details there. But and then they spun it off using independent home service. So.
I would be supportive of having staff continue investigating some more.
Yeah, I would as well.
Okay. Ditto.
All right.
Do you guys need a formal motion at all?
I don't believe we do. If we do, we'll bring that back to you next meeting. But this was just to get your level of interest. So
yeah.
We'll figure out the procedural steps to get it going. And then
you have consensus to proceed.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for your work.
Anything else for discussion? Okay, then the big part of meetings usually, but this time I see nothing but white paper. Is there anything that we need to add to scheduling? Other than Steve has informed me that we should have a legislative discussion and that the best time of today, if this meeting is ending early, would be right away. So can we schedule a legislative discussion? I have to go get my legislative packets and stuff, but can we schedule that for just after 11?
It's scheduled for just after 11. The notice is out.
Okay. So we'll just take a little recess here. Like the meeting is, our legislative discussion is starting now. We're going to take a short recess and come back and work on that.